Blog Talk Radio.
You've got the world famous Bro Squad starring Ryan.
My game is the fact that I have no game.
Straight. You've got D in the building.
I party like a Democrat, but vote Republican.
And last but not least, you got your boy Bruce.
Man, I don't go places. I arrive.
Straight.
All right. Good morning. Hey, welcome everybody. This is Straight Bro Talk, the show where three guys argue aimlessly about the world's most pressing topics. We are recess for adults, if recess included, drinking. So, you know, it's been a little while since our last show. We got a lot happening in the world. We got to get a lot of updates going on. It's still Bruce's birthday, believe it or not. I think that he's turning 25 still, and he's still partying. You know, so we got to get an update from Bruce's birthday. We have to talk a little bit about the daily struggle, and we got to talk about some issues we have with March Madness, what's going on, and these are some social topics and just some things that we got to talk about that I'm sure many of you will agree with as well. And then, of course, we're going to wrap this thing up with our Bros of Wisdom, giving you the kind of the nuggets of knowledge that you need to live your life to the fullest potential. But before we get going, we're going to have to find out, gentlemen. It's early. I know we probably shouldn't be drinking before church on a Sunday, but I got to find out if and what we're drinking this morning, because I am drinking a Bloody Mary. I went classic, made this thing, and already got a Bloody Mary going on. Nothing special, not a big Bloody Mary bar deal thing, just a classic Bloody Mary drinking. Good morning, everybody. And Bruce, Dimitri, anything you guys are drinking this morning?
Oh, over here, yeah. You know what's funny? What I did, I first thought about what kind of cup I wanted to use. And you know those copper cups they use for Moscow Mules? That's the cup I'm using. I love copper cups. But the drink I'm having today is Bullet Rye with a Diet Snapple, but the lemonade – iced tea, diet lemonade iced tea Snapple with the Bullet Rye. I love it. It hits the spot every time.
That sounds fancy. Diet lemonade iced tea Snapple in a Bullet Rye in a copper cup.
Ding ding ding! You got it.
Wow.
That's
okay.
Wow.
That's a
I guess I don't know the difference
early
between
in the morning. Diet.
Hey, it's an early morning beverage. I tell you.
I mean, you don't want calories with your early morning beverage.
No.
Oh,
Dimitri,
yeah.
Wow. I bet you're drinking the same thing.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I went a little classic here. I went to a Starbucks mocha coffee today. I went with a coffee this morning before church. I know. I went with a coffee. Before church. I went with a coffee. Obviously, a little early for us this morning, so I didn't bust anything out special like you guys there. But here we go. I'm with a coffee today, keeping it real.
Well, you know, I know why Dimitri did that, because it's the first Sunday of the month. They're going to have communion. So he's like, I'm going to drink with God. I'm not going to drink before. I'm drinking with him. So I feel you.
You got it. You figured me out so quickly.
Does God like mixed drinks? Is he like a diet lemonade Snapple with whatever Bruce got? Out of a copper cup? Take communion out of a copper cup?
Lemonade. Wow. I didn't know lemonade was so like, you know, non-diet.
Hey, D. I got one last thing for you. When you go to church today, whoever you're sitting next to, lean over and say, "Hey, if we don't sin, Jesus died for nothing."
Oh.
Just lean in and just say. Whoever you're sitting next to, yeah, just say it. Yeah.
And I'm going to give a nice shirt Hail Mary for that one. Okay.
Yeah, and then take the flask out.
You got it. I will definitely be sure. Yeah, okay. I'll say it to court.
Hey, think about that. Listeners, think about that. Think about it. Just that's all I want to say.
You're sinning for God.
I'm sinning for God. Yes. I'm yeah, enough about that now. You guys, wow, we're getting derailed real quick like now on that one. But definitely, I'll pray for you guys when I'm there. How about that?
Who needs Joel Osteen? You know what I mean? Who needs that stuff?
No, serious.
I'm just going to go in there and pray
sin,
for...
Woo!
I know, right?
We do accept
I
got to
get
prayers.
Forgiveness in there.
All right. So, hey, Bruce, happy birthday, man.
Bruce, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks, guys.
You know, speaking about God, let's just break this down just for a minute here. Jesus, you know, he's done a few good things in this world. We all can agree to that. You know, he
yes.
died for our sins, like Bruce had pointed out. Now, Jesus,
absolutely.
You know, I would say we dedicate what we got. Christmas Eve, right?
Mm-hmm,
you have you have Easter, right?
Mm-hmm.
All in dedication of Easter of Jesus. And also, let's just throw in there, you know, the entire, you know, other holidays too that are there to celebrate, you know, famous prophets or whatever. Now, Jesus gets
Hanukkah?
3 days a year, you know. Jesus gets 3 days a year that people celebrate his birthday, right? His life.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce,
mm-hmm.
why do you get 31 days?
Interesting.
Man, well, you know, I'm thinking, hey, you know, if you're going to celebrate your birthday, you're going to live your life. You know, you might as well live it right. And so, you know, I just feel like, hey, I owe it to myself to celebrate every day of the month in March. But if you want to know the story behind it, it's a little it's a semi little sad story. But hey, long story short, when I was young, you know, I didn't truly get to celebrate my first like true birthday party until I was 13. So, you know, I could go through, I would need like a whole 2 hour show to talk about it, but we're not, because at
right,
the end
right,
of the day,
right,
I'm
right.
like, you know, I got some issues I'm still working out in my life. So I do that by celebrating my birthday every day in March. So that's how I roll.
So from ages 0 to 13, you didn't have any birthdays, which would have been 13 days. And to offset that, from 13 to the rest of your life, you get a month for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, I didn't do the math like that, but now that you mention it, I guess. You know, it's like compound interest, you know, like 13 days times blah, 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 times, you know, and then all of a sudden, bam, you got to make up for like 2,000 days. I think that's, I guess my math was like compounded, you know, the pain. It's the pain, people. It's the pain.
Man, I got to invest in pain. That thing pays back nice.
Wow.
Okay.
But you know what's funny? I'm still celebrating it today after the show. So, hey, I guess it seeped into April. But enough about me. Enough about me.
Wait. You're taking over April,
what?
Too?
Yeah, man. Got to go to a concert tonight with my buddies. They're like, hey, Bruce, we got to keep it going. You know, designer is in town. Let's go see him. I'm like, oh, hey, might as well. Just keep the party going.
Designer?
Designer, what?
What?
Yeah. You guys, I don't know if you listen to pop music. He's the one that does the Panda song. Panda. I got bras in Atlanta. Just up leaning in the Fanta. That guy. He's that guy.
Huh. No.
Yeah, I know who that is.
No. I know. No. I'm out. Designer.
You're out?
Oh, okay.
You don't know who that is? Come on.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. I'm like thinking real quick here. I'm like, no. Nope. Not a clue. No,
you might know
number one. Do, right?
Number one hit 30 weeks straight. No, okay.
Yeah,
Kanye West produced his album. No, oh, okay.
Wow, no. Does he wear skinny jeans?
You know
I'm
what?
Tired Dimitri of these pop stars wearing all skinny jeans.
I
thought dude wearing skinny jeans in the airport. I swear to God, it was yoga pants.
Well, you guys aren't going to like this, but he definitely rocks the skinny jeans. He absolutely does.
I knew it. Remember when gangsters wore thuggish, saggy jeans? You know what I mean? Like crisscross.
What?
Is he
a gangster? Is he thuggish? I mean, I don't know. That's a Panda song.
He's designer's his name. His name's
yeah,
designer. He wraps up Panda to wear skinny jeans.
Is there such a thing as a Metro Thug? He's Metro Thug. We'll call it Metro Thug.
No,
yeah.
There's no such thing as a thug being Metro. What? Man, no. It's either a thug or not. There's no Metro Thug.
Like, he's a badass, but he gets a manicure.
no, dude, I'm scared of a Metro. Like, come on now. You're not going to walk in the club. Excuse me, y'all. I just got these clean shoes here. Can you please just step away? I'm just going to do my little stub, my little elbow swing here, left or right. Don't touch
wait,
me.
Wait, you lean like a cholo?
Keep my clothes fresh.
That's exactly it. God, Ryan, you got me. And see, we all know who that is. We all know who my AKA is. We all know.
Lean like a cholo. See? But, you know, when you guys bring up designer, who nobody knows who designer is, I guess, except Ryan. Apparently, I'm the only one. I'm off.
Well, I didn't. It didn't ring a bell at first, and so they started talking about the song. You know. So okay, so Bruce, you're still celebrating your birthday. What? Let's hear something else. What was the craziest thing that's happened this month? We're recording. Go, Bruce. Tell us.
The craziest thing that happened this month. Man, I'll give you the. We'll give you a PG-rated version one because I can't tell you that craziest one. You know, I got a life after this show. People have a life. Yeah.
But if you don't sin,
well, you know,
if you don't sin,
well, you know,
God died for nothing.
Exactly. Jesus died for nothing. No, the one thing I will say, and my buddy's going to kill me because he listens to this show. Yeah, super Jesus. But I would say the craziest thing, not necessarily to me, but my buddy, because as you guys know, if anyone reads the bio, you know, I do things that are borderline okay with the missus. So on my birthday party night when we had it at the Seattle Arts Museum, I kept telling people the art, they opened up the museum for me at night and brought DJs. That's not the truth, but hey, that's what I told people. So anyway, so long story short, I happened to invite him. I know, the
he
Sam.
He has a birthday
but,
party at an art museum. I mean, you just
right.
Played through that really fast. Okay, I'm just want to
yeah,
acknowledge
yeah.
Bruce does a birthday
year
4 months, and he
year.
Gets an art museum to play DJ music.
Yeah.
Okay, go, Bruce.
Yeah. They had three DJs. But anyway, so long story short, the people I invited, I invited four of these ladies that he is entangled with, and he called me up. He's like, Bruce, is this going to work? I was like, trust me. I've done this for many years. We can make this work. So let's just say there was no cat fight. There was a lot of, like, you know, I will cut you, you know, looks, but there was nothing crazy that happened. So I'll say that's the – you know, I was able to get them in the same room, and they all knew, but they couldn't quite do anything. Because who fights in a museum? Like, really, at the end of the day, who
fights
in
a
museum? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody does.
It's like a safe zone. It's a safe house.
It's a birthday
party. Safe house. Wow. Who fights on my birthday anyway? It's my birthday. Nobody's going to fight on my birthday.
Exactly. I'm the guy that rented out the museum. For the
all
show
right.
tonight.
So what happened? So what's your craziness? That's it right there? Your buddy?
Yeah,
your
I'm going to say that's
more
the that, yeah,
there's
that
more of
me.
That story, D. There's more of that
I know.
Story.
There is.
But I
I'm
think
waiting.
That's where he's ending
there's
it.
So, I'm
there
what?
So is. There's so, that's for the after hours show. You know, for those of you who listen to our
oh,
after hours
after
broadcast.
Hours.
The bro after hours.
The bro after
bro after. Oh
wow.
My goodness! Okay, in the interest of in the interest of
saving
of,
Bruce.
Of yes, thank you.
Saving Bruce, I'll take
happy
the fall.
Birthday.
It was my fault. Don't worry about it. It was my fault. It was my fault, Bruce. It was my fault. I'm
right.
already on the hot seat anyway.
Thank you.
It's all my fault.
You're very welcome.
I know.
It's my
you.
Fault.
Everything's Dimitri's fault. First impression.
Everything's my fault right
and
now.
Blame.
It's okay. Yeah, I got this. We
all right, let's
murder,
talk.
But whatever. All right. Let's talk about it, Ryan. Let's do it. Bring it back. Roll
let's
it
talk
in.
About the daily struggle. Okay, let's talk about March Madness. First of all, Dimitri, you are what I would call somewhat of a mega fan of the University of Oregon. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
I
love the Ducks, right?
I love them.
When did you graduate from the University of Oregon?
Ooh, great question. You got to define the question here a little bit deeper than that.
Have you ever taken a class at the University of Oregon?
Yes.
Okay.
Once.
What class did you take?
Once. Once. Walked in.
Good answer. Good
walked
answer.
Walked out.
That's why I'm taking a class. That's why I'm taking a class.
Walked in.
sat down, got the environment, left. I soaked it all in. Lasted 30 seconds. Took it all in. I'm out.
And you know what? He can actually, Ryan, he can prove that he was actually on the roster just by showing up to that one class. Boom.
I'm out.
I'm in.
Thank you.
I'm out.
I'm in.
I'm up.
And
you keep
I chose.
Down.
This is. I love it. I love it. Carry on. Define. Yeah. Define.
So I'm just wondering. You know, we got
yes.
March Madness. Got March Madness going on. We got mega fans like the Matrix all over the country who love their college sports teams. But here's the deal, and especially as I've been traveling around, I've seen some of these SEC teams, some of the Alabama type fans or whatever.
Crooked.
Now, I gotta be honest with you. Let me tell you something. Most of these college fans, here's my beef, okay? Everyone loves the fact that Gonzaga is going to the championship, and by the time people listen to this, maybe we know who won, but Gonzaga and North Carolina going. You know, got the Northwest and the Southeast, perennial power in Carolina, Cinderella story in Gonzaga out of Spokane. Great story, right? So you have these kind of situations. But where do all these alumni come from? Because most of the people that claim that they're alumni to these schools and really root them on, they're really not. Like, they've never attended a class there before. So I'm just wondering, can you really root and really be a fan if you never stepped foot on the campus? Maybe not even – any campus, maybe not even community college or technical college, can you still root for a college team and be a part of March Madness?
Great question. The answer is, for me, I would say no. Well, it's kind of hard. It's hard
Wait
to say I'm a huge fan. I'm a hard fan, but I know. Well, it's hard. It's hard to believe.
He knew what applied to him.
Take
halfway
it.
Through the sentence,
no,
he figured out
No, it does not at all. And this is where I get a little frustrated with, because people all of a sudden see somebody winning, and somehow, some way, another, whatever happened, they somehow have some kind of a affiliation with the college itself. It's so frustrating, you know? I get it if you're a fan and you go to Spokane, fine. If you live in Spokane, great. You guys should be fans. You know, they're supporting your town. I understand that part. But you don't get somebody who's like, all of a sudden, a huge basketball fan who you never seen root for basketball before and wearing all this Gonzaga stuff. Like, dude, your tags are so long. You can't tell me you've been a fan for years. Those are the front runner fans. I can't stand. It's hard to differentiate them. You know, trying to get them all
front runner fans
just drive me nuts. Guys just drive me nuts.
So people that are homers that just go there, just root for the home team wherever they go.
Yes,
Bruce. What do you think about that?
No, you know what I mean?
This is a long time 49er fan. Remember
yeah,
before?
Right.
49ers.
Oakland Raiders.
What do you think about that?
Oakland Raiders.
We're getting into this, right? We're going to do this, huh?
No, I'm just wondering. Demetri brought up a good point. He doesn't like those people that do that sort of thing. I'm just wondering.
It drives me nuts, dude.
What's your opinion?
You know what? I'm in sales, right? So it all depends. You know, it really does. It all depends. And, you know, depending on what's going on, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, like, is it connected to your work, you have your personal life, you have your work life, and, hey, sometimes if the two tend to collide, you know, and then you have to roll I know I'm being very cryptic, and I apologize for being very cryptic, because I'm just saying.
Bruce, let me give you the correct answer that you should say. When you grew up and you knew someone that plays on a team, you have a connection with that team, and that's why you should root for them.
Seattle Seahawks.
There we go.
Or was it Lynch?
Who would Bruce know?
Lynch.
Bruce,
that's
that was your answer. I give you
my answer,
but you're spot on with the you're in sales and you got to adapt and be a bandwagon fan to win more deals.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, you know I like Ryan's answer of my answer better. Yeah, we're gonna go with.
I think I channeled your answer.
Definitely channeled the answer. And I helped answer.
You know, from now on, that's my answer. Every time someone questions me on that, I'm like, oh, that's an easy one.
There we go. And Bruce, you also pride yourself on being the person that brings winning to wherever you move. Let's fill in the listeners on what you mean by that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, you know, when I moved back, because you guys know I'm from the Bay Area, you know, the greater Northern California Bay Area. And when I moved back there, guess who started winning? Of course, Golden State, right? Bam. And moved up to Seattle, you know what I'm saying? Then, of course, you know, you got Gonzaga and, you know, well, of course, the Ducks didn't quite, you know, although it's, I'm kind
of University
Ducks,
of Washington?
You know, kind
of. University
right,
of Washington.
University of Washington football?
That's right, UW. Our soccer team
family.
Out here as well. I know Ryan probably doesn't want to hear that, but, you know, our soccer team up here took it last year.
Who won it last
year?
Visited
Portland first. We won it first.
Who won last year? Yeah, Portland.
That is true. When I visited Portland last year, that's right. That's right. I just have this effect.
I think we have pictures. We have pictures of that, right? Or, Bruce, don't we have pictures of the championship?
Oh, come on.
Don't we have pictures of
come
that?
On.
I think we do.
Come on.
We have pictures of that. Yeah.
But then Spokane is a long ways away from Seattle. Can you really claim that? Like you're...
Oh,
you're
he just did. He just did.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
He claimed it. The University of Oregon, too.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
He's got a longer reach than a nuclear bomb.
Apparently. I mean, it's like a little meter touch, a little first touch there. Wow.
You know, speaking of Spokane, here's the deal that I think about Spokane, Washington. When I think about Spokane, Washington, I think about Gonzaga, John Stockton, and just a lot of white people. You know, and that Rachel Dolezal person, you know, I think Spokane is so white that even the black people are white in Spokane. And
hey, that's real. That is real.
And their basketball team is, you know, they're mostly white, but they kind of, dare I say, kind of play not white.
I tell, and wow. it's so white over there that Rachel had to change her name. Like, that's how crazy. She's like, oh, this is too much. I got to change my name. Like, that's how crazy it got over there.
What's her name?
What'd she change her name to? What was it now?
Her name is Nkechiri Amari Diallo. Yes, that. Yeah, we're gonna stick with that one. I'm gonna say it one time, one take.
Yeah.
What?
Huh.
Nkechiri Amari Diallo.
Huh. Bruce, she got a blacker name than you do, man.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't lying.
I just said,
oh, like,
she's more committed.
She's committed.
Like, what's your name? Oh, man. You know what? For the next show, I'm changing my name. If she can do it, I'm doing it.
Who are you? She's more committed to the being black than Bruce is.
Oh, man.
Wow.
It's hard out here. Wow. It's hard out here for us light skin. For us light skin folks, it's hard out here.
The light skin.
Spokane word.
Nice.
Wait a minute. This chick,
cool.
what do you think about this? Dimitri, can a person change race?
Jesus.
She says she's transracial.
Dude, we talked about this, man. And no, the answer is no to that. I mean, seriously, what's wrong with being white? I mean, I get it.
Nothing.
A little fair skin. I mean, you have no problems. I just don't get it. Like, why being a black thing and trying to be a part of the NCAA or NCAA?
NCAA.
Wow.
You guys didn't catch that? Not at all?
I caught it.
NCAA.
Yeah. You could have said
NCAA.
NBA.
My God.
You could have said NBA, NCAA. No.
It's how emotional I get about it. It's just crazy. You can't change your race because you're feeling like it doesn't fit you better. It's like the whole, Anyways, I'm going to get derailed again on the old gender thing. But, yeah, no. Bruce, what do you think? She's one of you now.
She's one of you now. We don't want her. No, let me tell you, Bruce. We don't want her. We don't want her.
Right.
She's one of you now,
so
Bruce. What do you think?
Are we having a draft right now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, right. It's like, Rachel Dolezal still, Nkechi's still on the board. No race has claimed her yet.
Oh, my God. We all should go to church this morning. We're all going to church. Well,
if
I'm,
you
I'm
don't
going.
Sin.
Yeah, if you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Think about it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So this chick, Nikichi, here's why I don't want her. Because she profited off this deal, right? Like, she pretended to be something she wasn't just so she can get paid and just so she can have a career. So I don't know. I have a problem with that. But here's the deal, Bruce. A lot of people that are very liberal, and I don't know why I'm calling you out on this, but people that are very liberal.
Wow. A lot of people who are liberal, but I know Bruce. Yeah.
if you're one gender, and just say you're born a man, but you want to identify as a woman, they say that's you. You be you, right? You can change your gender, and you can be a woman if you feel like you're a woman. But if you're born white, a white woman like Rachel, but she's really want to get her inner black woman out and becomes Nikichi, all of a sudden it's like you can't change race. The same libs that say you can change your gender say you can't change your race. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. I get it. No, trust me. Yeah, I mean, I get it. I'd be honest. I think you should. I think they're both the same. Be honest with you. I think if she wants to be, she wants to change teams and come on over to team black folks. Hey, I say all support. Now, Grant, yeah, I hear what you're saying about she wanted to capitalize on it for the money. But we live in a capitalistic society. I mean, I don't know.
So you're making it.
It's okay.
So what you're saying is you're okay with it.
It's gonna make you money.
It's okay if you're making money. I got it. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's only in America. Only in America. I'm just saying you can't do that nowhere else. I mean, that's why I love this country. You can't do that nowhere else. Name one place you can do that. Nowhere. Thank you. Just saying.
I don't know a lot of white women that are rolling around saying,
I don't want to identify
as a black woman. I don't know. So there's a lot of people doing that.
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's like saying I don't know anybody that way, right? I don't get it. It's like my wife's Irish, right? She's a white woman. It's completely white woman. I mean, both Irish on both sides. And she's married to a Hispanic fella, to look at this fella, my dad, myself. And, this guy right here. She's not saying to everybody, hey, I'm brown because I married a brown guy. No. She's white. And she's okay with that, being Caucasian. She's totally fine with that. She's not going to change her race because she's – and her kids are mixed. I mean – no, it doesn't make any sense. She's like, this. It's crazy. It's craziness to me. It's crazy. Cray.
Well, see, in America, she could become a black Irish. I'm just saying. You know
she
what I'm saying? You ever hear
of
black
girl? President of the NCAA.
Wow. The president of the NCAA. President of the NCAA.
Oh, shit. She could become a white Irish man. President of
it.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, come on. We just got started.
Dude,
I know. We just got started.
Oh, God.
Bruce,
I think when we hear the recess bell, we know that it's time to start wrapping it up and bring this party back home. But, man, I think, honestly, I think these are discussions. I'm glad we talked about sports. That was good to get in there.
NCAA.
Now it's time to go into some quick bros of wisdom. This is what's going to change everyone's life. So let's talk about what we learned in our bros of wisdom this week. Bruce, why don't you kick us off, man?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Let's just say, hey, if you're working through your issues in life, celebrate your birthday for the whole month. Bam.
If you haven't had a birthday in 13 years, you have the rest of your life to celebrate it. Got it.
Dimitri, what do you say? Bros wisdom.
Bros wisdom I learned this week is there is never enough medicine to take with you on a camping trip. That's all I got to say on that one there. I've learned to take the medicine cabinet with me on my next trip. There we go. Boom. I'll talk about that later, maybe on my next trip. Yes.
There we go. Maybe we'll talk about the camping trip next time.
Yeah.
Mine is very simple, and I got it from Bruce. If you don't sin, Jesus died for nothing. Amen.
Boom. You're welcome.
I'm gonna pray for all of y'all tomorrow or today.
Thank you very much. We need it. NCAA.
NCAA.
All of that, right?
All right.
So we're going to wrap it up here today. This has been the Bro Squad. We appreciate everybody for listening. Keep your comments coming. We love hearing what's going on. And we just want to thank you. We'll see you on the next podcast. Bro Squad, talk to you later.
Thank you for listening. We are the Bro Squad, Ryan, D, and Bruce. Please check us out on our website, www.straightbrotalk.weebly.com. We're also on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, Facebook, and catch all our recorded shows on Stitcher. We are Straight Bro Talk.